Off the ball
on News Talk
in association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.
Welcome back. The football show is coming up just after 9 o'clock. We'll be joined by Graeme Hunter, and we'll also be looking at the fallout in America from the USA's failure to qualify for next summer's World Cup finals. But right now we're talking rugby, because yesterday Munster confirmed the appointment after a pretty long and tedious at times saga. They announced that South African assistant coach Johan van Graan is to succeed Razzy Erasmus as head coach and director of rugby down at Munster. To find out a little bit more about Johan van Graan, I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Craig Ray, who is a rugby writer with the Sunday Times in South Africa, amongst other publications. Evening, Craig.
Good evening, Nathan.
So Johan van Graan was somebody who I went to Google yesterday, and it turned out he had no Wikipedia page, which maybe says something about his fame to a certain degree. But his stature within South African rugby, has this come as a surprise to anybody that he's got such a big gig?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, because he's been around the system for a long time, but he's always been in the shadows. He's one of those guys that, you know, does a lot of work behind the scenes, but has never been front and centre. And so for people quite closely associated with Bulls or the Springboks, or follow rugby on a more sort of deeper level, they weren't too surprised to hear this. But I think for the average fan in the streets, it was kind of, well, what's he done, you know, to go and do that gig? So, and I guess there was a similar reaction in Ireland to his appointment.
It's been a bit of a struggle at times over the last couple of years with the South African national team. What's he done to stand out?
Well, look, I think one of the areas where South African rugby hasn't struggled, if you break down their performances, is the forwards. And the pack of forwards has always been pretty decent, and and tactically as well. You must remember he was part of the Springbok setup under Heineke Meyer, as well as the Bull setup when they won 3 Super Rugby titles. And a lot of his job entailed not just simply coaching the forwards, but also analysing opposition, working out line-out attack in particular. And the Springbok line-out, when Victor Matfield was dominating the air, was probably the best line-out in world rugby, and so was the Bulls. And van Graan is the man who's had a lot of input in developing line-out and line-out attack specifically. So I think that's one area of the game where he has excelled. And, you're quite right, the Springboks have struggled collectively over the last couple of years in particular. But I think in his little micro area of the game, they've been pretty good.
He was appointed by Heineke Meyer initially as a technical analyst, which by the sound of it is the sort of role where you spend a lot of time in front of the computer, sorting out the weaknesses and the strengths of the opposition, of your own players. But he has been forwards coach for the last 4 or 5 years with South Africa. Does he spend a lot of time on the training pitch now? Is it very much a hands-on role he has?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, his initial role, and he's young. Remember, he started with Heineke as a 23-year-old, as a technical analyst, and did that job for a few years, and then was on the field from about 2008 to 2011 with the Bulls, and they won 2 of their Super Rugby titles. And then with the Springboks, he's definitely on the field. He's very animated on the field. He's very much one of the lead coaches in the training drills that are certainly open to prying eyes. And, he gets involved in a big way. And if you speak to some of the players, there's a lot of respect for him. I mean, he's often the man you'll see carrying out messages as well during the game and communicating directly with the players. So he's very hands-on in that sense.
Yeah, Munster have confirmed that his title is that of head coach. They've restructured the coaching ticket. He's going to take on pretty much the same responsibilities as Razzy Erasmus. There'll probably be some sort of a crossover period, maybe even a couple of weeks. When you look at the two of them as characters and as coaches, are there a lot of similarities in terms of their approach to rugby and the style of play that they like?
Yeah, I think from a rugby point of view, they're both, as you all know, as Razzy, really hardworking, really big on analysis, big on opposition, studying the opposition, and also players' skills development as well. And I think van Graan's pretty big on that as well. What he isn't, what he doesn't have, is the experience of Erasmus. He's not been front and centre. He's not been exposed to the kind of media attention that will come with this job, but also with other jobs, high-profile jobs. And I think that's one area of his you know, his personality that is going to have to develop a little bit. He's very good with when he does do the odd bit of media in terms of preparing himself, you know, with stats and figures to answer questions. But it's one thing when you're coming in as the assistant coach to do that side of things and talk about forwards specifically or line-out play specifically. But when you're the head coach and you've got to deal with every issue at the club, you know, you can't come into a media conference with one specific line in mind. You're going to have to deal with a lot of things. So he's going to have to develop that side of it. And, you know, I'm sure that will come. He's a confident man. He's well-spoken in English.
He seems like a very smart man. Bernard Jackman was talking, saying that he developed his own software for analysis that they use around the schools and clubs around South Africa.
Yeah, there's been some of that. And, I mean, Rassi did a similar thing as well. And I suppose these software programs, when they say they're developed, and they're not developed from scratch. They tweaks on existing programs, and you know they sort of bend them to their specific needs. So yeah, he does a lot of that kind of work, and you know, he's a highly intelligent guy, certainly in rugby terms, but also in general terms as well. And you know, I think he'll go really well, because you know, one thing he won't lack for is hard work. And, you know, if someone's going to put in the work, I think they're going to be pretty successful with a great foundation that Munster gives you anyway.
The initial expectation was that Van Graan will be at Munster by middle of November at the latest. They have to work out a work permit, and then there'll be that short enough handover period with Razzie Erasmus. Reports today in South Africa, though, that the Springboks still hoping that he'll remain part of their coaching team for the November internationals. Have you any insight into that?
Yeah, I can't see that happening, because you know, he's clearly out of the camp already. You know, his head's not in the Springbok camp. That's been one of the issues for the last 2 years. When Alistair Couture became the Springbok coach, he brought in his own man, Matt Proudfoot, from his Stormers days as a forwards coach. And actually, Van Graan, you know, and Proudfoot were kind of doing the same job. So I don't see the need to have Van Graan hang around for another 4 weeks. When Proudfoot's been there anyway, and you know, I think the Springboks are also going to want to move on and get on with it without him, because he's not going to be around for much longer. So I don't suspect that report's accurate at all. He might come over to Ireland, because that's the Springboks' first stop with him, and perhaps do that game and then stay on in Munster. That could be one thing that might happen.
Craig, great stuff. Thanks a lot for taking the call.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Craig Ray there, rugby writer with the Sunday Times, giving us a little bit of insight into Johan Van Graan, the new Munster head coach. And by the sounds of it, he will be here sooner rather than later. All right, that's it for this hour. Up next, it is the football show, ESPN's Jeff Carlisle, and whether or not the US failing to qualify for the World Cup is some sort of Armageddon for football stateside. And we'll also be talking to Graeme Hunter as well.
Off the ball
on News Talk, in association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.